Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Channel. 94.1.com. This is the Big Party Morning Show.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Good. What's up, man? What can we do for you today?
I just wanted to, I love your guys' show. I will listen to it every morning. I'm 10 years. You guys are the bomb.
Oh, thanks, man. Appreciate that.
I appreciate you guys sending the shout out for the social media awareness within children and young people, because my daughter celebrated her 14th birthday last night, and upon this birthday at 10:30 at night, she gets a Snapchat picture of her friend saying that she's going to take 20 pills.
Oh, God.
So along the lines of this, we don't play. We don't play with that. So we tried, we found the directory. We found not only this child's parents, but we contacted them. They didn't answer. We notified the authorities, you know, and I want to put it out there that social media, you need to be aware of these things. Please, people, be aware of these things, because it's not a joke. There's no reset button. There's no, we going to do this over, you know, I'm going to take 20 pills and I'm going to come back and do things over. You know, there's no, I'm going to put two bullets in you and, you know, you get to come back and try things over. You know, so I want to teach that to the young kids, especially within my family. Because without this type of awareness, you know, this stuff happens. So I would rather take a big L for looking out than a loss of a life that I could have been responsible for.
Yeah.
Understandable.
So I just want to put that out there, man. I'm glad that you guys, that I had the opportunity to be on, you doing whatever I was doing, to listen to you guys have this commentary, this little session, and for you to allow me to be on this show to make this comment.
Oh, man. So you bet. Anytime, man. Stevie, call in whenever you want, man.
You guys are the bomb. I appreciate what you do. And, you know, for all the little young cats that are out there listening, man, please be aware. You know what I mean? For everybody.
Hey, thanks, Steve. We appreciate it, man.
Yeah. Happy birthday to your daughter.
Well, you were saying earlier that
you were saying you wish they taught life skills.
Something.
And I'm telling you, I know. We know the state of schools, and our curriculum's already, you know, front loaded with stuff that should be there and isn't. But life skills is what we're saying is.
Well, if you teach them.
You know, they teach them to adults. There's a lot of adults that wind up having to go through programs, and it's called life skills.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, well, what if we've agreed that people need to be taught this often as adults? Why aren't we doing it in their youth? And
it would eliminate so much, because when you're teaching those type of things in a group atmosphere, say like in a classroom, then they'll all understand.
I mean, we don't assume youth have to teach themselves math on their own.
Yeah. Right.
We're not going to teach you that. You go learn that in the school of hard knocks. Get out there with your friends and you figure out math and science.
Right.
I mean, but we do that with like love.
Yes.
And friendship.
Money.
And anger issues and violence. Yes. And money.
There's so much there that I mean.
Of like collectively saying, I mean, I'm not talking about social engineering or communism or something on that level. I'm just saying, hey guys, I mean, here's kind of the generic path and how things should be and how to look out for each other.
It makes it easier.
You don't treat women like this, and boys, we're going to look to you a little bit to go, you know, kind of police each other and look out for each other,
mm-hmm,
and take care of each other. You guys are your own collective group. You're going to grow up together. There's a lot of stuff your parents aren't going to see and teachers don't know, because we hand you off from one class to the next. So you're going to know more than we do. You're going to see it before we do.
They need to do that.
school by school, too. We've got a big thing coming up at my kids' school in the next week where they want the parents to come. They're having this, like, bullying conference, and they're going to, like, have this expert come in and talk to the kids about signs and, like, how to, you know, not bully and how to protect yourself from bullying and how to, you know, help a friend if you see somebody getting bullied and they want us parents to go. Like, it's like an evening, like, here, we're going to show you what we're going to show the kids.
What if they picked a kid out of class? What if they picked a kid out of class, like me when I was in third grade? All right, now, for starters, you dress like this kid right here. What's your name, Jeff? You dress like Jeff? I mean, he's going to get wailed on the playground. That's all I'm saying. I'm saying don't be Jeff.
Hey! Yeah. All right, sit down, Jeff.
I mean, he's just basically wearing a nerd uni.
Well, yeah, the skills. Maybe that'll eventually be more so and more forward on that. It's just tough, man.
Well, he's going to, at age 14 and 13 and 12, it's like when the cliques form.
Oh, God.
And there is a weird transition from...
I forget.
Seventh, eighth grade to high school.
Yeah, that's the deal. You go from little to huge, and this huge is high school's huge, man.
I don't know how it's just hard to tell them when they're going through it. That it's like you'll get through the other side. Some of this is just the process. I remember that being an eighth grader, and then the next thing, freshman year, I got buddies of mine that were friends, you know, through all of elementary school, and now they won't call me back on a Friday.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah. And then you hear secondhand that they're like out. Three or four of them are out at a party.
Yeah.
And then on Monday they're all talking about it, but we're still friends.
Yes.
And you're like, hey man, I called you Friday. Oh yeah. You know, I don't know. You kind of had to deal with it.
I tried to relate. And it's hard. It's different. It's so different. And it's easier to be mean than it is to be, so I don't know.
Omaha's number one hit music station.
Wake up. Wake in the morning to the sound of nonstop music.
Every morning, you're listening to the Big Party Morning Show.
Say, we're not going to be here tomorrow, by the way. We'll have replays going and stuff like that, but we still have tickets to Katy Perry all day today and all day tomorrow. So do not forget about that. Tomorrow actually is called Unfaithful Friday.
Really?
It is. More people have affairs on tomorrow than they do any other day of the year. Now, weird.
Well, so if you're in a relationship, beware.
Yes.
Look out, Peter.
Well,
or me.
Look out, Peter. I think they're doing the whole thing, maybe have affairs and stuff like that because it's before the holidays, because Thanksgiving's next week, and it's kind of like the perfect time. They're trying to break it down.
What's it called?
Unfaithful Friday.
Which is strange because you would think that it would be during holiday party season or before.
The hookup would be the night before Thanksgiving maybe, but who's that destructive to blow up a relationship right before the holidays?
A week before Thanksgiving.
I mean, let somebody go easy instead of cheating on them.
I know. Unfaithful
and then
Friday.
Carrying that that infidelity, under the radar through Thanksgiving and maybe you make it to Christmas?
As if the holidays weren't stressful enough, you want to give yourself that extra little and I'm carrying a earth-shattering secret. I cheated on you and our whole life has been... imploded.
I'm half tempted to just to bring a terrible date. Well, that sounds awful.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm saying I would tell her to play along.
Okay, yeah.
But just to spice up Thanksgiving.
Oh, wouldn't that be awesome? Wouldn't that just be awesome?
Would your family be on to you?
I mean, just give her the green light, say, get wasted, and just tell some awful stories, and I got your back.
What if your parents and your family love her? And then you have to go, hey, it's just, it was just a bit. We're just having fun.
They're like,
no, but we want you to date her. We love her.
I'm just telling kids out there, it's not a bad ploy if you want to have fun.
Yeah.
Because, most families, you can play out how phony they are.
Yeah.
They'll be like, we love her. Have you ever had like a girl where it's not, the relationship's ending and you're not a fan?
Yeah.
Your family or you have those friends that love everyone you ever date?
Yeah.
She's amazing. Are you guys going to get married? And you're like, she's getting gassed in a week. But then they they never like the ones you like.
Never.
I've had girls I've really liked, and then people are like, I don't like her. They tell it right to your face. You're like, well, I didn't ask.
Yeah.
Well, beware.
Beware
of losing your lover.
Tis the season.
Unfaithful Friday.
Oh, man. I can't even imagine.
I thought it was cuffing season.
Yeah, I thought this was like lock it down, well, not blow it up.
Well, there's those moments in between. That's the problem. I mean, there's these moments that you have these windows to just, end the damn thing, you know, so it's not a, so you don't have to carry it on, I guess. You don't have to take them to the holidays.
Look, people cheat. No. It happens. You shouldn't do it, though. I've always felt crummy. I really don't think I've done it ever. Maybe there's probably a gray area. I'm sure I'm guilty.
I did it once.
But it happens. But the right thing to do is, then if you really cared about the person you cheated on, you're supposed to tell them.
Don't. Don't do that.
Yeah,
we always say the truth won't set you free.
No, it will not set you free.
But then if you cheated on them and it's not going to last, do the right thing and break up with them without breaking their heart.
Omaha's number one hit music station. Channel 94.1.
The Big Party Morning Show.
94.1.
Step right up. Hi, Chi.
Hey.
Chi, we're not going to see you. We're off tomorrow. We're not going to see you after today. Jeff's heading out to...
go have your baby.
Out of town. Molly's got a birthday thing going on. I'm just going to be hot tubbing.
Hot tub hooray! Mm-hmm. Oh, my gosh. So, I can't wait. Invite me over one day.
Oh, absolutely. Whenever you are ready. We learned that women who are expecting can't...
No, we can't get
hot tub.
We read hot tub rules.
I didn't want... And I don't want to come right now anyway.
Right.
Okay.
It doesn't feel like later. You know, like later down the road.
Yeah. We learned the ins and outs of getting in a hot tub when you already are pregnant.
And
the dangers of getting pregnant in a hot tub.
That's a lot of information.
Yeah.
It was a very educational show.
It's a need to know. Things that you need to know.
That's learning the birds and the bees via a hot tub.
Yeah.
That is great. And now I'm questioning whether I want to come over now. I invited myself.
Yeah, dude.
You might want to use pregnancy as an excuse for a while, is what we're telling you.
We need to put a GoPro, just a permanent GoPro mount
on your
hot tub.
I am doing that, and then we could cut
after school specials. That's one to grow on.
Yeah, there you go.
And it's party in the hot tub, giving advice to kids.
Oh, gosh. With his crystal egg and vodka.
No. I've moved on. I've become a more sophisticated person. No, I just do a little water, splash cranberry in a short glass so I can get more booze in me than water. I felt like I was diluting down the thing too much.
The alcohol?
Yeah. So that's kind of it right now.
I love you.
Well, we're going to miss you.
I'll
miss you guys, too. I'll see you guys,
at
the end of the year, if not sooner.
We'll see you next year.
See you next year. That's so sad to say before Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
I know.
What happened to this year?
It went by so fast.
We just did the diaper drive.
Yeah, that's what it feels like. We just finished. Wow. Anyway.
I'll be doing my own diaper drive.
Yes, you will. We're not letting you anywhere near the truck. She's been sizing up newborns like she's casing the joint.
Get her out of here. Call security.
This new kid's going to be like helping us load the truck in
a couple of years.
Oh, I got to get my hand on this baby. T-minus.
Did you get a bunch of diapers already and everything like that?
That's the one thing we have not purchased.
Oh, really? Oh,
we're like single days down.
Oh, yeah, but that's an easy, like, you could even stop on the way home from the hospital.
That's what I was thinking.
Yeah, I imagine if I was going to have a baby, though, I'd have a whole room full of them so I don't have to go again, but they're so expensive.
She's got a whole room full of other things.
Okay, yeah.
You're always looking for an excuse.
Not one of them.
Okay.
She is so ready to have this baby. It's funny because you were joking about your mommy brain yesterday.
Yeah.
And we ran into a friend of ours, Holly, who's having a baby, and she's like a couple months behind you, but... Similar. She's like, I'm so sick of this kid and I got 2 months left to go.
My friend
is like, it's coming and she's ready.
Yeah. Like I mean, and I'm still working out and everything, but
God bless you, I'm swollen
and ready. Like just let it happen.
You're the happiest pregnant woman I've ever met, though. I got to tell you glow. It's awesome. So yeah.
You look great.
Yeah.
And this thing's scheduled to go. Can't come any earlier.
I hope not.
I mean, you don't want it to come earlier.
No, I've got emails. I got so many emails.
Okay.
I'm a career woman first.
All right. What time? After 11?
After 11, yeah.
Okay. Anything else going on?
Now we got Zio's coming up in the noon hour. Some pizza.
Zio's pizza. All right. Be good, dear. We'll see you guys Monday. Have a safe weekend and do yourself good. We'll be right back.
while I'm sitting on the john.
We believe in a naked America and man breasts. Please spread the peanut butter on your thighs so everyone will know.
Big Party Show. Back hair will grow. Number one, make it so. Big Party Show. Big Party Show. Big Party Show.
Big Party Show. Big Party Show.
Streaming now.
I get it on my phone. I listen on my tablet.
I listen online
all the time.
Omaha's number one.